Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, it's Thursday the 5th of June already. I mean, is it hard to believe, or is it just me? We're halfway through the year. You know, every show we talk about different things, you know, and it all focuses on the word gamble because that's my background, and I never realized what a gamble things were on a daily basis. So for me, gamble stands for an acronym that represents growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. I know it hits an audience from 8 to 80. I mean, there's just nothing you couldn't do with those words to talk to people, help them through, lift them up to better what's going on in their world. But I want to talk about the word today, marketing. That's the word of the week. We've been using it all week on all the shows. And so when you write down that word, gamble, going down the page, skipping a line for each letter, fill it in. Growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And circle marketing, because that's the word of the week. This is the challenge of the week that's going to take place here today as we do every show. Now, we do have a great show lined up, and we're going to be talking about discovering the benefits of support groups. It's huge, okay? And this is kind of all goes together for what we need to do every day. We need to support others, okay? It's not about us. It's about others. But I want to talk about the word marketing. You know, this week we did have an event for Tough Talk Business Network, and it was an incredible event. We had a lady out of Dallas, Texas, Judy Hoverman, come in and speak into Houston and speak. And, well, we had over 45 people at the event. They were standing room only, and that's usually what happens in our events. But, you know, we were really, really surprised about a couple of things. One was the energy of the room. Awesome. I mean, it was just, it was a buzz. It just can't explain unless you're there. So we hope you'll join us if you're local. The other thing was, every time we do a show, I mean a networking event, we go home to the office and we take all the business cards and we put them in a spreadsheet so that we can stay connected and find the people that want to stay connected with us. I want to say there's 45 cards, and out of the 45 cards, 12 of the cards did not have an email address on their card. Now, I'm just going to say this out loud because I don't know how else to put it. What were you thinking when you had your business card printed? How are people going to get in touch with you? You have an address, you have a phone number, you have your name, and you have your business website. So does that mean in a networking group where the majority are solopreneurs who office from home, or maybe you have an office space, does that mean I'm just going to drive over, knock on the door of your house to see if you're home and say, hey, yeah, I'd like to spend some time with you? It's probably not going to happen, and I know that's not your intention. Am I going to just call you? And as someone who has your card that can't find an email, am I going to feel as though if I call, it's going to turn into a sales conversation? So I probably won't do that either. So what happens to the card? It gets filed in the container next to your desk that says no return. That would be the trash can. So if you're trying to market yourself as a business owner, let's be smart about this. Let's put down all the information on your business card. Because if you were to give out your phone number and leave off the last number, no one can contact you. If you leave off your business email address or your personal email address, no one can get in touch with you. That's the most commonly used form of connection is through an email. It's safe. Now, maybe it doesn't work for you. Maybe 25 years ago, a phone number was perfect. But we're in a different world, folks. Everybody likes to be sure of where they're going and how they're getting there. Some people are known to be timid, shy, slow. I don't know what you want to call it. But they're not just going to pick up the phone and call you and see if they can book some time with you. They're going to shoot you an email. Most people, I'm going to say 93%, because 7% of the business owners succeed every year, and the rest, 93%, don't. So there's 93% of the people out there that are looking for ways to grow their business, and if they can't see an easy avenue, they go to the next thing available. So how much money are you leaving behind because I know that you're not saving any money by not having that printed on the card. The card cost is the same. So these are something that you need to think about, so when you're out there marketing yourself and handing out your business card, that you know that every form of connection is available on the card. You know, there's two sides of the business card, so you can't run out of room. You just maybe run out of ideas. Look at other people's business cards. Look at the people that you have reached out to. What do they have on their card? What is it that they're giving you that makes it comfortable enough to make that connection? I always say that, you know, you can buy business cards from Vistaprint, I think, online, and you know, printers don't all go get crazy on me, but let's just say that you're on a budget. So for $12, you get 250 cards. Well, when you fill that box up with other people's cards and do nothing with them, there's thousands of dollars sitting there. That's what I always tell people, why they should have a newsletter or a follow-up procedure in place. But what if you have business cards that don't have an email address on them? You can't do nothing with it. So in the event on Tuesday, 30% of the people in the room could not be connected with because they could not find their business email. So this is something that's real important. If you're out there marketing yourself, spending dollars, marketing money, make sure that you step back and have some bullet points in place on what it is that you want people to know about you. That way you can make sure it gets on your business card. Because, you know, we copy everything from our business card to a brochure to the website. Everything's supposed to be branded the same. I fear to ask what's left, where that information is on other stuff and how much business you're giving up. So make a note today. This week is Thursday, June 5th. So next week, by the 12th, you should have this down pat. Make sure that your email is on the business card. Let's say you're that person that forgot to do it. Write it on there and say, hey, there was an error when we ordered the cards. Our email isn't on it, so I want to make sure you can connect with me, and we're getting new cards printed. Because spend the extra $25 and get the cards done properly, and then people will know how to get in touch with you. Okay, so I'm off my soapbox now. I just want to make sure that everybody understands the value of that. One other tip about marketing: everything that you say that comes out of your lips, every action that you take in your daily day represents who you are, and that is a form of marketing. So be careful what you say, pay attention to what you do, and get that email on your business card. All right, that's the tip of the week, and the challenge of the week is the word marketing. So if you want to call into the show and let us know how you're marketing yourself, or why you wouldn't put your email on a business card, or why you would do it, 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. You can do all that on any show, and you can find all the shows at toughtalkradionetwork.com, where it's 12 shows a week, and we are excited to tell you that there's new shows coming on in the months of June and July, so keep an eye out for that. Everything's downloaded on iTunes. You can be a guest on one of the shows by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can be a guest on this show by going to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com and fill out the registration form. It says a tab that says register to be a guest, and our people will get you lined up for the next show. So today we have a great show lined up. It's Discover the Benefits of Support Groups, and I know that everyone out there needs support one way or another. Maybe it's to a family member, a friend, or an organization, but there's no way that you can go through life without help or support. So are you giving support to others? Are you one needing support? Are you asking for it? These are all the different things that we're going to touch base with. We have Jennifer Stritch and Pastor Oscar Payton on the show today. So the first half of the show will be with Jennifer Stritch, and we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back, and we're going to bring Jennifer up on the show. We're going to find out all the incredible things the organization she's involved with is doing. So stay tuned. Make sure to write the word down, marketing. We'll touch on it at the end of the show. You can hang in there if you missed the beginning of it, and know that you can download us on iTunes. So we'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and if you missed the first part of the show, the monologue of it, you can find out more by going to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com and pick up the archive. It's on iTunes. Or you can stay tuned at the end of the show when we do our recap. You'll learn more about the word marketing, which is the word of the week, and the challenge of the week is, how are you marketing yourself? Can you improve? Take a look at it. Let me know. 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. My first guest today is the Vice President of Programs for Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, Greater Houston. And in that role, she oversees the expansion and management of the program, hiring and training of facilitators and program staff, and monitors the mental health landscape to provide knowledge and knowledgeable guidance. So let's welcome to the show Jennifer Stritch. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me today.
It's our pleasure, and we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to bring this information to our listeners. So I mentioned that you're in the program, that you're vice president in the Greater Houston area, so we know you're in Houston, but is that where you're from originally?
No, I actually grew up in Spring, a suburb just north of Houston. So I had my whole childhood there, you know, and part of being in the suburb, you consider yourself a Houstonian. Went off to college, stayed in Texas, and found my way back. And now my husband and I actually live out in the Katy area.
So tell me, when you went to what was your degree in college?
Well, I did my undergraduate at Texas Lutheran University. It's a small liberal arts college in Seguin, Texas, and most people have not heard of it. And I originally went to school for theology, for youth ministry specifically. And through that journey, I realized that I wanted to help people in a much greater way. So that really led me into the counseling and mental health field. While at Texas Lutheran, I had exposure to a women's shelter as part of an internship. And, you know, I just really saw the need for supporting children and families, and, you know, that really required a higher level of education. So I went on to pursue my master's degree at the University of North Texas in Denton. Which was a great program, and for anyone in the mental health field, they know that UNT specializes in a form of therapy for children known as play therapy. And there's a lot of the gurus there, which is why I went to study there, and so I did end up specializing in play therapy. So through my mental health kind of focus, you know, eventually is what led me to the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance.
Well, so you have a lot of background in this, but what made you decide to go to bipolar? the support group. Let me mention the website. It's dbsahouston.org, and it stands for the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance Greater Houston. But it's dbsahouston.org. So what brought you there?
I kind of fell into specifically the bipolar realm. I had worked at other nonprofits in the Houston area. Most of my work had been with children and families. But, you know, I had known about the Depression Bipolar Support Alliance as a referral because I was referring my clients to their free and confidential support groups at that time. And I had been doing some really intensive crisis work at the time, which, you know, is really challenging, especially when you're doing it all the time, all day, every week. So I heard the position that came open at the Depression Bipolar Support Alliance was to come in and support the facilitators and train them and really have an impact on a program level, which was so inspiring to me because while being a clinician one-on-one, I knew I was making an impact and I knew I was helping people, but there was just something in me that was just like, can I help at a greater level? Can I make a larger, you know, macro impact? And that was what, you know, the Depression Bipolar Support Alliance gave me was this opportunity. I mean, we have 51 different locations across the greater Houston area, and we run about 70 weekly support groups. So I knew that by touching the lives of all these facilitators and helping to support them, then when they go do their weekly support group, they were going to be better equipped to do their job properly. And that's really what drew me to it. It's an amazing nonprofit. Been a nonprofit since 2003. And, you know, there's nonprofits and then there's nonprofits if you've been in the world for a while. And, you know, I have always been impressed with the integrity of this organization and, you know, their focus to, they organically grow as needed. They're very, you know, fiscally responsible. So all those things really drew me to the organization, and I've now been here for 5 years.
Awesome. Awesome. It's funny where God put you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at the fact that we are always right where we're supposed to be, whether we want to or not. And after a while, we figure out, boy, this is a great place to be. And in the beginning, we had no idea. So we're blessed to have that opportunity from time to time. Let's talk about things going on. I'm on your website, and if I want to mention again, dbsahouston.org. And on there, you can find out about the Circle of Hopes, Circle of Hope Healing and Giving, and you have a new group that's from 12 to 1:30 here in the Houston area at the Women's Hospital. Walk me through some of the things that you have coming up. I know that in September you have Terry Bradshaw coming to speak. There's a lot of things that your organization does that no one knows about. So I want to get that opportunity out there for them to know more.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the main thing we want people to know is that weekly we run 70 support groups. So, you know, if you live with depression or bipolar disorder, or even if you haven't been diagnosed and you think you have the symptoms, or you're not sure if you have the symptoms, you can go to our website and read more about it. Now, we're not here to diagnose you, but we are here to offer support. It's also open to family members and caregivers. So if you're a spouse or a parent or a friend or anyone who comes in contact, what most people don't realize is 1 in 5 Houstonians live with mental illness. So stop and think about that. Look around the room. 1 in 5 live with mental illness. Now, it may not be specifically depression and bipolar disorder, but it's really impacting, you know, people right here in the Houston area. So knowing that this is a place where you can go for support. We don't provide therapy. We don't provide medication or diagnosis. But what we do provide is a place where you can go and know that it's free, it's confidential. You can talk about how your experience is living with this disorder or supporting someone who lives with it. And the greatest thing I hear from people all the time, you know, they say it saved their life, or they've been going to a doctor for 20 years, but they walk into this support group and something finally made sense. They didn't feel like they were alone anymore. And we have a lot of people that will attend together, like maybe the spouses will attend together. And you know, I know everyone can relate where, you know, your spouse, you love them, you respect them, and they tell you things all the time, but sometimes you're like, yeah, whatever. But you go into a group and someone else says it, and you're like, wow, that's a great idea. And your spouse is like, seriously? I've been saying this for 5 years. But it doesn't matter because the light bulb has gone on for you. And it's still great for the spouse, too, because they know you're going to start on that path of support that you need. So that really is our mission. The other part of what we do is an education piece. So you become educated about depression, bipolar in our groups through hearing people share. But we also do presentations in the community. They're completely free. We have our program managers who supervise the groups are all licensed mental health clinicians, so either a therapist or a social worker. And we can come out and do presentations about the symptoms of depression, bipolar. We can talk about suicide prevention, which is really important. And then we also partner with other, you know, people to bring presentations to the community. Like in July, July 29th at the Hope and Healing Center, we're bringing in our friends from the Crisis Intervention Response Team of Houston to talk about how they serve people when they're in a mental health crisis. We also bring in some of our medical advisors who are psychiatrists at Baylor or UT, and they'll come in and talk about their research around depression and bipolar disorder. So we do have events. You can always check our website. And the other one that you highlighted, our luncheon in September, is really a big deal. Terry Bradshaw will be coming to speak September 3rd at the River Oaks Country Club, and we are bringing in high-profile people so that people will be interested in listening about, to hear about depression and bipolar disorder. And most people maybe don't want to come, you know, hear a doctor, but they might be interested in hearing Terry Bradshaw. Last year we had Glenn Close come and speak about her experience. Her sister Jessie lives with bipolar disorder. So that really is our goal, is to get the word out that it exists, get the word out that we have free and confidential support available to everyone here in the Houston area. We go as far as the Woodlands, Baytown, Clear Lake, and out to Katy, Missouri City, and everything in between.
So tell me a statistic of how many people roughly suffer from this depression and bipolar disorder. I mean, is it 10% of the population, 25%? I mean, is there a large number of this going on that we don't know
there
about?
There is a large. Yeah, absolutely. About 2.6 people live with bipolar disorder in America, and about 6.7 live with depression. Now, depression is a component of bipolar disorder. Most people don't understand that. Bi meaning two and two poles. So the two poles of bipolar disorder, depression, and mania. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but so people understand that there is a connection between them. But absolutely, you know, it's affecting millions of people. And the other part of that, it doesn't just affect the person who lives with it. It affects the people who are in their support system. And I know, Tony, you can relate, because I know you've shared some about your own personal walk with, I believe, is it liver?
Crohn's disease.
So you know that it affects everyone, and that's why we want to, you know, it's for caregivers too. And suicide prevention is a huge part of it too. People that live with depression and bipolar disorder often have suicidal thoughts, and so that's another component of our support group. While we're not there for crisis, but just by coming to support groups and not being isolated can help people live in wellness, can help people continue to see their doctor and take their medication if that's part of their treatment plan. So we really are kind of part of that ongoing support for people living in wellness.
How important, because I'm getting a lot of questions on Facebook here, younger people, is it something that's recognized more in younger people, older people? Is it kind of an even mix? And if so, how young of people are being diagnosed with this?
Yeah, we're starting to see a shift. And previously it was always thought that the onset of the illness was, you know, young adult years. Now, we do know that genetically people might be more predisposed to developing depression or bipolar disorder, and usually the environment is kind of what triggers whether the light switch turns on or off for them. And so typically we do see a lot of young adults you know, have onset, and but we are seeing it in children, and that's been a bit controversial because some people, you know, aren't wanting to diagnose young or not wanting to medicate is really the issue. But, you know, children as young as four are being diagnosed. Now, I think clinicians are still being a little bit conservative in diagnosing, which may not be a bad thing. They're still treating the symptoms. They're still, you know, helping the family. But sometimes they're a little bit hesitant to see, you know, is this related to trauma? Is this related to something else? Is this developmental? You know, as opposed to, is this a lifelong chronic illness that they're going to live with? But absolutely, you know, it does impact children, and it impacts children differently. The symptoms look a little bit different, and I think that's why it's really challenging to get a correct diagnosis, and I think that's where it's really hard for parents and people in the school system, you know, to see, are we working with a child that does have depression and bipolar, or is it something else? So it can definitely make it very challenging.
Okay, so I'm not even close to an expert here on this here, so I'm just going to try to ask this question as easily as I can. So sometimes as a parent, we see our children going through different changes, and depending on their age, we're not aware of what is going on. So depression and bipolar, could that show up as something that we think maybe our child is doing drugs, or, you know, is it a different sign? How do we, as a parent, what do we recognize in our children that could help help us to understand, hey, you know, we should probably get some support or talk to somebody that could maybe explain more to us about this?
Absolutely. Well, you know, as a parent, and I am a parent, you know your children better than anyone else. You see them day in and day out. So you see if they are starting to withdraw. And I'm not talking about kids that are shy. I'm talking about, you know, it's a change for them. So they're withdrawing. You know, they want to spend more time in the room. They're not communicating with you. And sometimes, yeah, that might look like, well, do we have a drug thing going on? But, you know, are they crying often? Are they having issues with sleeping? Either they're not sleeping enough or they're sleeping too much. Have their nutrition, has that changed? Are they eating a lot more? Do they seem to kind of be emotionally eating? Or are they just, they're not hungry at all? So the change in appetite is a big thing too. And for children, we see a lot of what we call somatic complaints. So it's an emotional challenge, but it's coming out physically. So kids will complain of a lot of stomach aches and headaches and other aches and pains, and there's no, you can't find a physical reason for that. And so oftentimes it's the emotions. Now remember, kids, especially little kids, and I would even say, you know, teenagers are not always good at expressing their emotions. Either they don't have, you know, the vocabulary for that if they're real little, or lots of people don't have the feeling vocabulary, and that includes adults. So that's part of the problem, too, if there's not someone they can talk to. And if you feel like your child, you know, doesn't feel comfortable talking to you about their emotions, then, yeah, I would say, you know, if you can involve the school counselor or maybe seek out an external counselor just to meet with your kid. Because sometimes it can be situational, and just therapy alone can help them develop coping skills. Other times we realize it really is an illness of the brain that's going to be chronic and that might require additional intervention, sometimes medication, in addition to the therapy.
Now, you mentioned, and we're running out of time here, so I just wanted to get this, and you mentioned that you have some background in youth ministry and even in college, and I'm assuming in the church itself. How important is it for the leaders, the youth pastors, to know more about the signs and different things of this here? So a lot of times, you know, a child will come and talk to their youth pastor before they'll talk to their parent because this feels like there's a little bit safer conversation there. Have you done anything with youth pastors to try to get them more informed about this type of stuff?
You know, first of all, absolutely the church needs to know more about that. And I did work in the church setting as a youth director, so I'm very familiar with that setting. We have tried to reach out to churches, you know, and any help we can get would be great. We are happy to do presentations. We're happy to educate you and be that support. But you're right. You know, I had students coming to me disclosing sexual abuse, disclosing all kinds of things. And as a youth director, I was not equipped to handle that. So first of all, you need the knowledge of what are the signs and symptoms and when do you refer? What is outside your scope of mentoring and supporting? And when do you need to involve a, you know, licensed therapist to really help the individual and the family? So absolutely, you know, people can reach out to us on our website. Let us know if you want us to come do a presentation, whether that's for the staff at the church or even the students or the parishioners. But it's vitally important, and we've seen that a lot more. And I've personally seen a shift, you know, back 30 years ago, people went to their church first for help. And then there was kind of a shift to the government. Now it's shifting back to the churches. We're really seeing the churches step up in the community to be that provider of help for lots of resources again. So it's very vitally important that the church is involved in understanding, being educated, and referring.
Awesome. So if people out there belong to a church or are part of a church home that they feel is important enough to get you an introduction to them, how do they find you? How do they connect with you?
Yeah, they go to our website, dbsahouston.org, and under the Contact Us tab, you'll see speaking engagements. You just fill out the form and send us an email. And my email is on my business card, Tony, and it's also on the website. So people can reach out to me directly there, or they can fill out the speaking form, which is what I would ask for anyway. But again, it's free. We're happy to do it. We have our licensed staff that will go out to deliver the presentations.
Well, Jessica, time goes really fast. This has been great information. I know that I'm looking through my Rolodex up in my mind thinking, okay, I know my church has a very, very big youth group here in the Katy area. Mm-hmm. You know, Parkway Fellowship is, well, they're known for their youth groups. And mm-hmm. so I'm thinking, hey, I need to talk to the head of that to see if that's something that they have on their calendar or their agenda. And I think that sometimes just having that conversation could plant the seed with an organization, whether it's a church or any other big organization that meets together as a group. They need to have it on their calendar for their agendas of upcoming things. It might not be at the top of their list, okay, but if it can get the seed planted about the opportunity, it can get to the top of the list. No conversation, no chance. So if you're someone out there, connect with Jessica and make sure to get with her about this. Contact me. I will personally introduce you to her through an email or a phone call. So once again, Jessica, thank you so much today for your time on the show. We've really enjoyed the information and appreciate the time you've taken to bring to our listeners the message.
Well, thanks, Tony. We really appreciate the opportunity. We just hope that everyone in Houston will access our free and confidential support groups for depression and bipolar disorder.
Thank you again. And we will be having you back on other shows because I really believe that this information is something that needs to be put out there more often. And it's not only in the Houston area. These organizations are set up across the country. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We are a chapter of a national agency. So the other chapters are still more grassroots and volunteer-led, but the same mission applies, you know, providing free support groups.
Well, that's awesome because I always tell people that are listening, get involved. Making a donation is great, but being hands-on and understanding the value of that is priceless. Okay, so make sure wherever area you're in, go to this website, connect with Jennifer, and she will direct you to where you could go in your area to get help. Once again, Jennifer, thanks for your time today.
All right, thanks, Tony.
All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with my next guest, someone who is, he has an outreach ministry, okay, New Beginnings Worldwide Outreach Ministries, and Pastor Oscar Payton is going to be our next guest on the show, so stay tuned, learn more. And big thanks to Jennifer for what she's doing. And make sure to check out the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance by going to www.dbsahouston.org. Remember, folks, someone that you help today could help a lot more people tomorrow. So, you know, make the step. Take the leap of faith. Take action. Reach out to Jennifer. Okay, so we'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. I am Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we have a great show today. If you missed the first half of the show, well, you can always go back and listen to the archive. You can download it off of iTunes. You can find it on Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can find it on toughtalkwithtonygambone.com. Okay, our first guest today was Jennifer Stritch, and she's with the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance. Okay, so it's really some great information. You can help out more and learn more by going to dbsahouston.org. Great organization doing some incredible things. You know, the name of our show today is The Benefit of Support Groups. And my next guest is a gentleman by the name of Oscar Payton, actually Pastor Oscar Payton, or Bishop, I'm sorry, I keep saying pastor, but Bishop Payton has done a lot of things, and he has been on our shows before, and what was really good is he has been a part of different things, but most important, what I really want to talk about with him today is the place of new beginnings, and it's a worldwide outreach ministry program. So let's bring Bishop Payton up to the show. Welcome to the show, Oscar.
Well, praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be with you, Tony. How have you been?
I have been awesome, and thank you for asking. I have missed seeing you around, and we need to get together here. So both my guests today are from the city of Houston, and as you know, it's fourth largest city in the country. So just because we're in the same city doesn't mean that we can cross paths too quickly, even though if it was a bad word going around, it would go like a fire in a field. But how have you been, sir?
Been fantastic. God has really been blessing us. We've been staying exceptionally busy, and we're just excited about everything that's transpiring for us, I tell you.
Well, I need to do some type of introduction to you and the first guest who is in the Houston area, who is doing a lot of stuff. And she, her background was in the child student ministries. So what they're doing with depression and bipolar support groups is really important. And I thought different people in different ministries should know that thing to see, to recognize, to maybe get children some more help. A lot of times our parents are busy for whatever excuse they can come up with, but our children take the effect of it. So I'm going to have to do an online introduction after the show for that. But tell me what's going on. I know that you are, there's something called Peyton's Blend, okay?
Yes, that's correct.
Which is,
that's correct.
incredible coffee. And I want to get some people some information on you, okay? So you're here in Houston. Is that where you're from originally?
Originally, I am from Houston, right. I've lived in Florida for 20-plus years, but I'm back in the city, and we're making a great impact. In fact, you know, with Peyton's Blend Coffee, we're just excited about the open doors that have come in our way, and we're getting ready to spread it not just in Houston but across the nation. We've been accepted by Sam's Wholesale Club, and they want to put us in each and every Sam's Wholesale Club around the nation. So our coffee is the coffee of your choice, and we're just excited about it. And as you know, Tony, we take 20% or more of our purchase, and what we do with the profits, we put it back into battered and abused women and children shelters. We've made new connections since we've talked last, and what we're doing now, we're buying that product straight from the farmers. So what that does, that puts more money in the farmers' pocket for them and their families, because we cut out the middleman. And we, since that time as well, we're also taking kids and young kids, and we're going to train them how to roast coffee. So, you know, this thing has really exploded for us, and we're really excited about it. So it ties into the church, because the church needs finances to operate to help people.
So continuously giving back. And
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah, and that will grow your business bigger than any marketing plan you can come up with. It's a God thing, but it really works that way. I want to ask you a question. I know that a while back, it's been a few years now, but I believe you played professional ball.
Well, yes, what happened, I played for the University of Houston Cougars, Cotton Bowl, then a year semi-pro, and I was signing with the New England Patriots and walked away from the contract, had other offers from other teams as well, but narrowed it down to the New England Patriots, and I walked away for ministry's sake, and I felt the leading of the Lord to go in a different direction after all those years of training and preparing and making my way ready, because we know that the Lord will order our footsteps. Amen. He'll lead us. He'll guide us, and he'll direct us in the path in which he has for us.
I tell you, it's something how people I've met over the last 5 years that have given up some, well, I guess maybe for lack of better words, some great opportunities out there that people work hard for. I mean, you worked your way through college playing ball, and then to give up that vision for a calling, most people can't even fathom that, let alone hear that message. I mean, because you're giving up your name in the lights to take something where you're going to help other people first. So I really commend you for that, and I think that more people need to live in that path so that they can get, well, I always call it that feeling of priceless. People have that commercial, you know, it's priceless, but this is something that is really hard to explain and is priceless. So let me ask you now that you've been on this journey for a while and you do all these different things, what got you into the coffee business?
Well, the need for the funds to be able to help the battered and abused women and children, you know, growing up an only child myself and just partially being raised, me and my mom, until I was 13, I knew the struggles and the hardships of a single mom in which she had to go through. My mother did not have drive and didn't have a car, So she had to go from bus to bus and wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning, leave home at 4 o'clock, didn't get back to 8 o'clock at night. So I've always had earning to help and reach back and get those single moms that are out there that have had to walk through it by themselves and with their children. So it was a great inspiration to me to watch my mom and all the struggles that she had to make provisions for me. And I vowed even as a young kid that I'd reach back and touch somebody else's life as well.
Hmm. Yeah. It's just, I just am impressed with you, your presence. People need to get to know you. Let's talk about your website, New Beginnings Worldwide, Worldwide Outreach Ministries.org. Let's walk through
yes.
that. You have the City of Refuge, the Hiding in a Plain Sight. There's a lot of different things. There's a membership opportunity. Let's talk about that. Let's see how people can get more involved in this.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. What it is, we have an outreach ministry, and, of course, we call it the City of Refuge. Amen. What we're doing, we're setting it up for battered and abused women and children. We're going to mentor the young kids. We've connected with NFL, AFL, NFL, NBA, MLB, ball players that and get them to come in the NBA to help assist us to mentor these young kids and give them insight to let them know that they can achieve, that they can accomplish. And with the mothers, what we're doing, we're setting up a school, career school, where we're going to come in and train them and groom them to go out and get jobs and to maintain their jobs and train them in computers, nursing, and various areas so that when they come, they just won't be a place where we set up our shelters, a room and board place for them, but it's going to be a place where they can rebuild their credit. We're going to restructure their credit. We're going to literally show them how to go back out into the world and survive, you know, because so many times you got a lot of places that will house you and board you, but they don't help you to the degree where you can go in and be trained and be taught and be grown, because some of these mothers have kind of been stuck at home and have kept the kids and don't really know how to go for an interview, don't really know how to apply for a job, don't really know what to do concerning their credit or how to handle some life circumstances. So what we're going to do, we're going to set up something that's going to take them from the ground floor to the skyscraper, because we believe that when you do that, we touch the mother's lives as well as the children's life. I grew up without the fathers, as first stated, and to have had a man around to help lead me, guide me, instruct me would have been a valuable asset in my life. I thank God for those that he put in my life at the time. But it's very important now. We're living in a dispensation of time when young people need to have that balance in their life, not just the mom, but the mom and dad. Mom can never be dad, no matter how great she is, no matter how much she loves her children and care for her children and want to provide for her children, but she can never be that man in their lives. So it's so important that men will step up to the plate and come in and help nurture and help groom other young men so that they can understand the functions of a man.
Yeah. Well put. Well put. I know that, you know, mom is the most important figure in the household. I believe that. But, you know, dad is just as important. You could do it without dad, I guess. But it's even harder to do it without mom. So mom needs all the help she can get. So have a man around to support that opportunity as you're raising children, well, that's very much needed. So I think what you're doing is going to, well, it makes sense why it's taken off so quickly, is because there's such a need for that. Now, is just this in the city of Houston, or are you spreading this out? Are you looking for people to take this opportunity into their city?
Well, right now we're trying to get the foundation set here in Houston. We've already made connections to do Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, down in the Valley, and El Paso. But right now we want to get it settled here in Houston, and we're asking people for their financial support, for their talents, their skills, their experiences. We're not just after finances. We're after a group of people that will come together with us and feel the hurt and feel the need of those that are less fortunate than some of us are. So we want to make sure that we bring people in that can offer their talents, their skills, you know, whatever their abilities are to help enhance what we're doing, because people need not just a handout, but a hand up. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to get people involved, you know, get companies involved that will give us clothes, that will give us shoes, that will give us various things that's needed now as we prepare, because we're looking at purchasing some property so that we can do our own shelter. We want to provide everything that these people will need to survive in life. And so, yes, we are asking people for their contributions, no matter how small, no matter how great, that they could be a part of what we're doing.
So I'm on your website, and I always go to the About page. I want to know about everybody. And the first lady, your wife, is on here with you, and she plays a big part in what you do. Can we talk about that for a second, how important it is to have two people working together?
Let's do that. Well, first of all, my wife is from South America. She's from Suriname, right by Brazil, and she speaks seven different languages, six fluently, and she plays a mega role with me because she's been very great with kids, and in fact, before we got married years ago, she worked for me in Florida, and she was one of my main teachers in my school. And I tell you, the Lord has just given her much favor, and she has a burden for the lost. She has a burden for people, and she loves children, and they love her. And with her help, I tell you, we get a lot done. We also are going to do some things that will teach ESL program she does. She's certified internationally, where we're going to teach a second language, various languages to those that want to learn other languages. We want them to be prepared. We know now that the bilingual message is going forward, and like I said, she speaks six, seven different languages, six fluently. So she is very integral in what we're doing. So therefore, we are a team. You know, it's not just myself, but it's my wife and other ministers that we have in the ministry that are very much geared to what we're doing. You know, and not only my wife, just to speak a little bit more, I have another young man that's been with me about 17 years, amen, Minister Christopher Hahn, amen, who is in his early 30s, amen, who's been instrumental in the teens and dealing with the young people, and very good with computing, television, things that we've done, radio broadcasts. And so he works very close to the ministry, pretty much been my right hand on what we're doing. So we have a multiplicity of people involved that can come in, and we can just kind of be flexible and reach them at all ages, you know. I guess I could handle those that may be up there a little bit, and, you know, my wife can kind of do middle class, and he can handle the young teens. He's very good. He handled our teens back in Florida when we had things flowing there, and he's very good, amen, with Children's Church, amen. He plays a mega role, and others that we have that are involved, and we together make up a whole team.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure meeting him with you, and he is your right-hand man. I mean, he's, you know, it's hard to do anything. You know, playing ball, you know that if you put the quarterback out there by himself, he's just going to look foolish. But if you bring the other 10 players on the field, he can not only score a touchdown, but maybe win the game or go to the Super Bowl. So building the team is important, and I think that's what a big help for you is. Let's talk about Hiding in Plain Sight. It's a is it a CD?
That's a movie. That's a movie. That was done, yes. And what it is, we're helping them push that movie because it talks about a family that lost everything, and they had to sleep under a bridge in their car. And they had to deal with life circumstances and life situations as going out looking for jobs and not being in a position to take a shower or to bathe and clean themselves. And when the lady went to get a job, she had all of the qualifications for the job, but because there was an odor and because the people did not understand that they were homeless, and, of course, they turned her away from the job because she had an odor. And many times it may seem so simple and may even seem somewhat funny to other people, but you'd be amazed what people are going through when they've lost everything and they have nothing to fall back on. And the children were being laughed at in school because their clothes wasn't as nice as the other kids' clothes. And, of course, they had odors to their clothes and couldn't keep them washed and keep them proper. So the struggles, the hardships in this movie, I advise everyone to take a look at it because it really makes you understand that people are hurting, people are wounded, they're broken, and they're really going through some transitions right now. And it's very important to reach out and touch somebody's life, looking at the father and being a man wanting to provide for your family, but yet not be in a position to provide and trying to get a job, and nobody was hiring him, and literally doing everything in his power to provide and make ends meet for his family. License expired, no money to go and renew his license, and getting pulled over by the police and harassed and going through trial after trial and dilemma after dilemma, but they never gave up. They never quit. You know, I got to get biblical for a moment. You know, I tell people often, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. In spite of all of the odds that were against them, they believed in God. And the wife was strong in that area. She kept her husband encouraged to trust God, to believe God that he was going to turn the things around. And I say this to all of us that are listening. Know this one thing. When you put it into the master's hand, he'll work it out for you. But you've got to come to that place where you trust him, where you depend on him and look to him. But this movie, these products coming out, they're going to come out with other productions in the future, and we just want to back them and support them because what they're doing is going to touch lives all around the nation, all around the globe.
Yeah, and what they're going through is going to look like a blessing soon to come because they're doing what God's asking them to do, is to share the word. And we don't always end up where we want to be, but we always are right where we're supposed to be. And it doesn't always feel good, but the reasoning is there later as you look back down the path. You could see it. We don't ever get to see it in the front, but you have to have that faith. And sometimes, most of the time, that's probably the hardest thing in life to do, especially as a man, is trying to take care of their family. So I'm going to be looking forward to getting this movie, and I hope that everyone out there goes to New Beginnings World Wide Outreach Ministries.org and click on Hiding in Plain Sight, or, hey, you know, you'll find it on Facebook because I post everything up under these shows, and that would be the first step of walking in the right direction to help others in this, well, in this outreach that you have going on. So, Bishop Payton, we're running out of time, and I just want to give you a second to tell everybody how they can connect with you, where they can go for your service, because I know you do a weekly service, and how they just can be a part of what you're doing.
Well, praise God. You know, well, first of all, I want to say that I'll give some phone numbers because we're having ministry in the home right now. Sometimes we go to various hotels depending on the crowd. So what we're going to do, we'll give out some phone numbers so that they can give us a call and let us know, and we can tell them where we'll be at because we kind of move periodically while we're purchasing our property. We're in negotiational stages as we speak. But the number to call is 325-642-4070. Once again, that's 325-642-4070. And another number they can reach you, that is 281-806-9435. That's 281-806-9435. And, of course, feel free to call us, contact us by email or however you feel led because we're interested because, you know, the Bible says they that give it to the poor lendeth it to the Lord. So we'd be amazed what happens when we come together and work together as a team. We're doing a lot of things to touch the lives of people. And we're concerned about people spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially. about every aspect of their lives. So we're just excited. We'd love to hear from you all. Email us, text us, write us, call us. However you feel led, come visit us and come see that we're a family. You know, we're small in numbers, but we're growing. And we're just excited because we're able to show the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what it's really all about. It's not the size of a place, but it's the love that's in that place. And that's what makes a difference with us. That's what makes us somewhat different, because we show that love and we can give that one-on-one attention where we can build one another up as a family and as a team together.
Well, I can't say it any better than that. And I do commend you for all the good, hard work that you're doing. And I know that the blessings are coming to all the people that come to meet you. So, Oscar, thank you for your time today. And I look forward to grabbing a couple of Peyton's Blend coffee with you soon.
I look forward to do that as well. And real quickly, I want to just ask the people to feel free when you go into Sam's Wholesale Club, ask for the managers and ask them, when is Peyton Blend's coffee coming in there? Because we're setting up some times to get ready to move forward in these ventures. And the more people go in and ask about us, the better it's going to be. And they got to try our coffee. It is the coffee of your choice. And, Tony, we will talk after the broadcast. We look so forward. Thank you for having us on there. We're just excited about what God is doing. Touching lives all around the nation. Praise God.
All right. There you go, folks. Bishop Oscar Peyton. Make sure to check him out on New Beginnings Worldwide Outreach Ministries.org. Hey, we're up against the clock. That's our show for today. Have a blessed week. And remember, the word of the week is marketing. Check your email. Is it on your business card? Have a great week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.